Welcome to the KZYX News. I'm Sherry Quinn. The iconic red abalone attracts divers to Northern California from across the state, generating for the region an estimated $44 million annually, according to a 2016 study conducted by the California Fish and Game Commission. Not anymore. Red abalone populations along the North Coast are starving and dying in alarming numbers. In response, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife recently closed the 2018 recreational red abalone fishery that extends from the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco to the Oregon border.
What we're seeing now is really unprecedented. We've never closed the fishery in Northern California before this.
That is environmental scientist Cynthia Catton with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. She's literally been diving into abalone habitat, surveying the ecosystem to monitor its health. Catton and a team of scuba divers have been focusing on about a dozen sites in Sonoma, Mendocino, and Humboldt counties for the past several years. She says they are currently witnessing a high mortality rate.
This year, in areas where we would normally see abalone all over the reef, we're seeing piles and piles of shells. We're seeing dying abalone that have just fallen off the rock and are being consumed by urchins and bat stars. It was a shocker to see that level of impact.
You guys gonna have a nice dinner tonight?
Oh yeah, you know what we do?
What do you do?
We take one, we eat it raw, and then two for hot pot. And one cooked with mushroom.
Sounds awesome.
Catton and several volunteers have also been analyzing fresh abalone catches from divers as they emerge from the water with their bag of mollusks.
Four. Really? Biggest one today.
244.
Yep. Oh, nicely done.
Wow, very nice.
Yeah. It's skinny.
It's a little skinny, it's true. But
you win the prize for the biggest one today.
She says she's looked at 6,000 abalone so far, and more than 25% showed signs of starvation.
We are seeing really unusual shrinkage of the muscle, the foot muscle, that allows the abalone to hang on to the rock.
The foot muscle is the highly prized meat of this sea snail, also admired for its shiny iridescent shell. Catton says even the ones that look healthy are not reproducing right now.
In the future, it's going to really impact the availability of abalone, as there aren't young abalone coming into the fishery.
Their longevity and slow growth process make them especially vulnerable creatures. They can live 30 years or more and do not start reproducing until at least age 5.
Unfortunately, we have many examples around the world of abalone fisheries collapsing, and they take a very long time to recover. This is, you know, another reason why we are very careful with this remaining population in California.
According to Catton, the main reason for the fishery collapse in Northern California is the extreme loss of their primary food source, kelp, starting in 2013.
When people go up to our coast, they see the ocean, it's still blue. It looks fine. You know, there's a lot of these impacts that are completely hidden from view.
Below the surface, it's clear. Multiple years of ocean warming has weakened the kelp forest, and sea stars, predators of sea urchins, died off for still unknown reasons, allowing the sea urchin population to surge and overgraze the kelp. Catton says there is a narrow band of seaweeds in the shallows, which is why the abalone are there, but it's not enough to feed all of them.
These impacts are really severe. I think that where people differ in their opinions is what we should do about it. I haven't really heard anybody say we shouldn't cut back on the fishery, but the extent of the cuts is what has been under debate. The closure of this fishery is not something we do lightly.
Fish and Wildlife is working on a long-term solution for a rapid recovery. Not so easy to do, says Catton, for a mollusk that moves at a snail's pace.
But we want it to be as fast as it can be, because we don't want there to be long-term economic impacts. We want there to be a turnaround of these conditions so that we can get back to where we want to be for supporting a fishery on the North Coast.
One way to accomplish this goal, she says, is to establish kelp oases along the coastline to maintain a healthy production of kelp spores until environmental conditions improve.
Because that is the first step of the health of the abalone, of the health of the red urchins, and the ultimate recovery of our fisheries on the North Coast, which is of huge importance.
So how can you help? Catton says, spread the word.
It's really important for people who are hearing this to share that information, to raise awareness. We also need support for the work that we're doing on the kelp forest recovery. We've got a number of partners in the Fort Bragg area in particular, and also in Southern California. Community groups and like the NOYO Science Center, the Watermen's Alliance, get inspired from Southern California, and the Bodega Marine Lab. They're all partners in this work. And I'm happy to bring in people who want to be more actively involved in what we're doing.
To learn about volunteer efforts, you can email Cynthia at cynthia.catton@wildlife.ca.gov. That's cynthia.catton@wildlife.ca.gov. Sherry Quinn, KZYX News.